It is 8:07. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is still talking, but that announcer guy lied to you. Geraldine Steele is not here today. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I am filling in for my friend. Jonathan Lowe is in the studio, and Al Shock has all the latest on news, weather, and information at the top of the hour. And speaking of information, I was talking to my friends at Hammer and NER just this week. They are a center where they have group homes for adults with disabilities. And so, you know, as my children are growing, I'm getting to know that they're not going to be babies forever. They're 8, 9, and 10 now and have autism. But at some point, they're going to be 18, 19, and 20. And then, you know, 48, 49, and 50. And, you know, what if God never heals Daniel? What services are out there? Where can he go and live and thrive and be in a community of people who will respect him and treat him well if something, God forbid, ever happens to me? And so I've gotten to know the folks at Hammer and NER, and I've visited their group homes where they have adults with special needs and disabilities, and how the workers and caretakers make sure that they go on field trips and they help them with their grooming, and they are actually taking a trip to New York, you know, to go hang out in front of 30 Rock, right? And so, you know, I'm just getting to know them and the work that they do. And they said, well, you know, we've got a Disabilities Day at the Capitol coming up on the 28th. And, you know, we're going to be up there talking to legislators about, you know, legislation and funding for people with disabilities and adults, especially with special needs. And then that reminded me that I had not checked in with my friend Brian. We have not talked since face to face since we had the Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol on February 3rd. So I have invited Brian McDaniel, attorney at Hilden Advocacy and Law, to join me tonight on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Brian, I'm so glad you are back on the show with me. How you doing?
I always have time for my good friend, Shaletta. So happy to be back. And before we get into our stuff, I just want to say I have friends that work at Hammer, that work at Hammer Travel, and I was so happy to hear you talking well about them because I know they do such good work there, and I've worked with them a little bit at the Capitol as well. They are fantastic people.
They are amazing people. And, you know, like I said, I you know, my goal is to get my children healed. That's my prayer. But I have to start making preparations now. And everybody kept telling me about Hammer and NER and the work that they do. And, you know, just to see them and to see how they treat these adults with disabilities with respect and care and courtesy. Because, you know, this is the thing, Brian. We talk now. We say, oh, well, one in, you know, 49 kids have autism. Well, guess what? At some point, they're going to be one in 49 adults. And, yep. And somebody has to be out there looking after their well-being. Because as parents and caretakers of children with special needs, we're not going to be around forever. And so I just wanted to put a system in place so that my kids could have somewhere to thrive as adults. And after I visited them, that was it. I was like, well, you know, I'm going to start volunteering there. I just want to be a part of the work that they're doing. So I'm going to be with them when they have the Disabilities Day at the Capitol. And like I said, that just reminded me what is going on at the Capitol, because I ain't going to go until this Disability Day. But I need to find out what's happening. You know, you see so much legislation going on. You see bills being signed. You see folks smiling and happy as they sign them, and folks on social media mad because they did. You know, I saw they're trying to make sure the kids get fed for lunch. And, you know, somebody come out saying he never met a hungry person in Minnesota. I said, hell, he should have came to my house. I'm in Cottage Grove starving like a mad woman because I'm on a diet. How's he going to say he never met a hungry person in Minnesota? Of course, that story went viral. So what is going on right now over at the Capitol?
Well, that was Senator Steve Drazkowski, who, that is a very curious comment. It struck us all as a little odd when he said it. But the Universal School Meals Bill that you just referenced did pass, which is going to guarantee mm-hmm. every kid in the state of Minnesota at least two meals. And you know, I worked on that. I was very proud to with my friends at the American Heart Association. We were very mm-hmm. supportive of that and very happy to see it pass. Now, there are always, as we've talked time and time again, there are always two sides to every story. So while it might be a little out of bounds to say that someone has never met a hungry kid, that obviously isn't true. But the legislation does pay for rich kids to eat, as well as, you know, kids that are less advantaged. And, you know, when you are trying to be a good steward of the state of Minnesota's money, you want to say, well, you know, do we need to be feeding, you know, a kid from Edina? You know, but you know what? But it's about priorities. And this was something mm-hmm. that Governor Tim Walz had as a very high priority last year and this year. Last year, it didn't quite make it across the finish line, but this year it was something that that they were going to make sure got passed, and they passed it. He signed it this week, and it's exciting, that's for sure. Lots going on, yeah. Not just that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, every time I turn around, there is a news release coming out. There is some information that they're putting out there. What else is happening at the Capitol that's caught your eye, caught your ear, got your attention?
Well, early on, there were a lot of, you know, high-profile agenda items that that the Democrats had on their list that they were going to try to make sure to do. There's, you know, stuff about reproductive rights, and they were moving early on, you know, paid family leave and other things like that. But now we are in the part of the session where they're focused on the budget bills. So, you know, everyone knows that we have a huge historic, you know, budget surplus in the state of Minnesota. So people are putting together their budget bills, both, you know, for education and for health and human services and, you know, public safety and, you know, everything in between. And that is a very long, arduous process. It's not as fun as passing, you know, universal school meals. It, you know, it's not going to get, you know, a lot of fanfare because it's, you know, sometimes it's big dollar amounts, sometimes it's small dollar amounts, but it's the nitty gritty. It's the business of government. And that's really, you know, what we're dealing with right now. And we're probably mm-hmm. going to be dealing with this probably for the next month. And then we start getting okay. budget bills, and then we start arguing okay. about what's in them.
Yeah. And speaking of arguing, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of arguing and fighting going on right now locally. It seems like everybody's playing nice. Is that the case? Are you getting that sense being there in the thick of things?
Well, I mean, what is different now is that the Democrats are in control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. That means that the Republicans have, you know, they have a say, but ultimately there's not much that they can stop. If every Democrat wants to pass something, with most things, they can do that. Now, something that isn't that way is the Capital Investment Bill. Capital Investment Bill is the bill where the state borrows money for large infrastructure projects, so roads and bridges, big things like that. And because that puts the state of Minnesota in debt, you know, not in debt, we have a huge surplus, but because they're borrowing the money, mm-hmm. That means that you have to have, under the Constitution, two-thirds of the legislature to agree to it, which means the Republicans have the ability to stop a few things. So the House Capital Investment Chair, Fu Lee, along with the Republican lead, Dean Erdahl, they were able to negotiate a package that got 91 votes in the House of Representatives. That was Republicans okay. and Democrats.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing amount of bipartisanship. However, you need the House and the Senate. And right now, Republican senators are saying no, because they are, you know, using what little leverage they have. They don't have much, but they have some, to say, well, we will give you your capital investment bill, But in exchange for that, we want the Social Security benefits to not be taxed in the state of Minnesota anymore. That's also bipartisan. So I would say that's kind of the spiciest thing that's going on at the legislature presently.
All right. Now, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, the state of Minnesota was rocked when we heard the news that Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick was battling cancer. It came as a surprise to me, too. She kept this very close to the vest and did not share this information with a lot of people outside of her immediate circle. I have talked to her since then. She has a message that she wants me to share with the listeners. And I'm going to ask Brian, what does that do for the Senate? You know, how are they going to replace her leadership? Is someone stepping in to take that role in that position? I need to figure out the logistics of this after I give you the message that my friend Carrie Dietzick gave me to give to you when we come back.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:21. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I don't know about anyone else, but I was shocked and had to take a seat and a pause from life when I heard the news that my friend Carrie Dietzick was battling cancer. She has been diligently working and doing an amazing job as a Senate Minority Leader and community servant. I first met this woman when my son Andrew was 10 years old, so 6 years ago. He wrote an op-ed right after Philando Castile died and said that he wanted to know if anyone could pass a bill to fund autism officer training. And the op-ed was actually a letter to the governor at the time. We weren't even addressing Carrie Dietzick, but she responded and invited my son to the Capitol and talked to him about the concerns that he had for his two younger brothers, who at the time were both nonverbal. And I just remember Andrew telling her, what if the police say stop or I'll shoot and my brothers don't understand and they keep walking? Will they be shot and killed? And so she worked to fund autism officer training. And this woman, when Dr. Verna Price, who you heard in the last hour, when her Girls in Action program needed additional funds for a summer camp, we had a bowling tournament. And she showed up to bowl and to donate and to encourage those young girls who are getting ready to go off to college. And when I had my Entrepreneur's Day at the Capitol, she made sure that the governor was there, the lieutenant governor was there. She worked to make sure that we had legislators lined up to talk to small black business owners to hear the concerns that they had about their unique needs and how we wanted to make sure part of that budget surplus came to us. Now, the same woman needs our prayers. And I said, listen, KD, I'm going on the radio and folks are going to want to know how you're doing and what you're doing and where things stand. And we all read the paper story, but, you know, that's somebody else writing. How are you doing? And she said, you know, they're keeping me busy. Prayers appreciated. Doing lots of PT and OT with the doctors. And then she said, Shaletta, please tell everyone that's listening to your show to get their wellness checkups, their pap smears, their breast exams, their colonoscopy, their proctal exams. All can save lives. Remind everyone to get their checkups. I promised her I would do that. And when she told me that, I immediately made an appointment for my own colonoscopy that I hadn't done, just because I'm stupid and don't want to do the prep work, Brian. That's really what it is. They were like, oh, you got to drink this nasty stuff. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to drink this nasty stuff. Well, you know what? It's either drink the nasty stuff and get checked or die. You know, drinking the nasty stuff is not going to last forever. You can't come back. This is not a video game. And so I just appreciated her telling us that, Brian.
Well, I can tell you, as a man, I'm a man of a certain age, so I have to drink the nasty stuff twice now. And, yeah, it's one really bad day, but it might save you from a lot more worse days down the road. I don't want to disappoint everybody who thinks that everybody at the legislature, all the Republicans and all the Democrats and all the Reds and all the Blues hate each other. We really don't. And I can tell you that Carrie Dedsick is absolutely one of the most respected people up mm-hmm. at the Capitol, both with Republicans and Democrats. And when she was named leader of the DFL Senate, there were a lot mm-hmm. of people that saw that as a real good sign that yeah. the Senate wasn't going to be going, you know, too far one way or the other. Because if there's one thing that Carrie Dedsick is steady.
Yeah.
And when we all found out about her, you know, illness and surgery, there wasn't one person that was cracking a smile. Everybody was very concerned about her. Everybody wishes her nothing but the best. We're hearing mm-hmm. good things. But to answer your initial question was, who's going to fill that gap? I think mm-hmm. Carrie is going to fill that gap because, okay. you know, she has remained present at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. She has very able lieutenants yeah. that if there is a bill that is under her name and needs her, your direction, that it will get mm-hmm. done. So, okay. you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, the Minnesota Senate is controlled by the Democrats, but mm-hmm. by one vote.
That's the thing that got me. I was looking at yep. those numbers. I carried the one and I was like, OK, what does this mean, Brian?
Well, the same week that leader Dedsick had her surgery, Republican Senator Tori Westrum was injured in a snowmobile accident. I think that one thing, you know, here's the thing. Politics is politics is politics. If, yeah. You know, it all gets worked out at the end. But, you know, the people that work up there, they're flesh and blood people. And, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed to any of us.
No. Tomorrow in the next couple minutes. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. So, you know, it certainly probably slows down a few things. But I can tell okay. you, this legislature has been going at a full sprint since the first week of January. And, you know, they probably could use a little bit of.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, I thought a couple of those news releases were double things. But I mean, it's like every 5 minutes I'm getting whiplash. And I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad and happy that my elected officials are working for me. The last thing you want to feel like as a voter and as a community servant is that your elected leaders are sitting there twiddling their thumbs or, you know, going to lunch or golfing and hanging out and not doing the work of the people. And I'm going to tell you, they doing the work of 10 people up there, because every time I turn around, they're signing something or doing something or legislating something. It's just amazing to watch.
Well, remember, a lot of that stuff that you see on TV is just on TV. I can promise you that there's nobody up there, Republican or Democrat, that gets to leave that building for lunch, because there is too much going on. And, you know, the Democrats have a very ambitious agenda, and they are checking off the boxes as they go down that list. And, you know, if you are from, you know, the more conservative side of things, I can tell you that the Republicans are fighting like heck to try to keep them honest on it.
Well, I tell you what, it is fun watching from the sidelines, watching our system work, our political system work. And I just appreciate you giving me a perspective on all of it. Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law. Have a great night, a great weekend. Thank you for being on Still Talking.
All right. I will talk to you very soon and see you on the 28th.
All right. Talk soon and see you for Disability Services Day at the State Capitol on the 28th of this month. You guys don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is 8:35. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, this is Still Talking, and I know you are excited about spending your Sunday evening with Geraldine Steele. I love listening to Geraldine Steele on a Sunday night, too. I mean, she just has the soothing spirit to send you off on your work week high and lifted up. I'm telling you, I could just listen to that woman talk all day and all night, but she is not here tonight, and she has allowed me to fill in. What a blessing it is to be sitting in this captain's chair. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I host the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And, honey, listen, unless you have been under a rock, okay, unless you just crawled out of a hole with a mole, you already know that your girl is on the cover of the Star Tribune Sunday magazine. Yes, it came out today for subscribers only, and social media is blowing up, and I'm fanning the flames. Tane Danger got a Shaletta challenge going on where he wants folks to take a picture with the magazine cover and open your mouth real wide and put your hands up by your head. I almost feel like I'm Chris Lindahl or somebody. And so many folks are joining in to do that, and it has just been so much fun. But I just really appreciate the opportunity for Rachel Hutton and Jeff Wheeler to tell my story in pictures and in words in this prestigious magazine. And I wanted to invite Sue Campbell. She is the editorial director of the Star Tribune magazine, and she is joining us now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Sue, thank you so much for being here with me.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for getting everyone all excited about the magazine and the cover. This is fantastic.
Girl, let me just tell you, folks are tearing up the Hy-Vee. Okay, they are rummaging through the paper. And I said, you know what? This is what happens when you don't support local journalism on a regular basis. Okay, be a subscriber. Make sure you pay your fee. Get the paper delivered to your house. And then you won't be running up to the Hy-Vee looking for the magazine and the paper, because it's a subscriber's thing only.
Yes, it's a special thing for the subscribers, and oh, I'm glad you told them that. I appreciate that. They can also go to shop.startribune.com/startribune.com, something with the slashes and the dots, Shaletta. But if they want to order it so that they can see you and read the great story on you, that's another way for them to get it.
Well, I just appreciate your team. Rachel came to the house and she spent the day with me and my family, Rachel Hutton. And, you know, the thing is that you just never know how your kids are going to behave when they have special needs. And she and David as well. I know David's getting ready to retire, but he came and took some photographs as well. And, you know, they were both so kind and so loving and so gentle with my kids as they touched the equipment and wrote on the notepads and wanted to play Uno in the middle of an interview. I mean, they just never lost patience. And it was just so, you know, as a parent with kids who have special needs, it was really good to see that. Do y'all have some kind of special training, or did they just come to you that night, Sue?
I think they're just exceptionally good at their jobs, and I think they're both experienced, and they understand how to match the mood in a room, and I'm so glad that you had a good experience with them and that your kids did, too.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, like, they took pictures with them. They were doing selfies, and they even asked about them. And we got the magazine, and the kids got a chance to read it, and they were so excited to see it. But, girl, those pictures, that Jeff Wheeler, honey, he going to get my mortgage paid off because he got me looking all kind of sexy. I said, Jeff Wheeler put his whole foot and two toes in these pictures. Baby, I said, look at him now.
Well, now you're right up there. You know, he's photographed just about every major rock band, you know, Beyonce. He's done them all, and now you're right up there with
I'm
all
right up his, there with
the,
him.
Yeah, that's one of his specialties, is the rock and rollers and the musicians and the artists. So there you go, Shaletta. You're where you belong.
Girl, right up there at the top. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, it was so funny because when Rachel called me initially to do the story, she said, you know, folks know that you do the podcast and they know you're on CCO Radio. You're on Almanac. You know, you do the promotions. You got the publishing. You got a little production going on. But we still don't know what all you. So we're going to just do one story and wrap it up with a bow and let everybody know what you do and who you are. And I said, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, because that'll explain everything. I'll just send them to the store if they want to know what I do. And she was like, okay, great. And it'll probably come out Friday. And then she left and called me back. She was like, okay, this story not going to come out for like 3 or 4 months. I was like, what the hell? Okay, so you got to tell me what happened between the time Rachel Hutton left my house in Cottage Grove telling me the story was coming out Friday, and I thought I was going to have me a little feature write-up to being on the front of the freaking magazine.
Right. So I thought she did such a fantastic job with the story. And as you said, Jeff Wheeler did such a great job, you know, with the photographs, that we decided that we would not put it on the Daily Variety where it was going to go in the first place and put it on the magazine. Can I tell you my favorite picture in there is the photo spread? It's your family and the dance party that you guys had. It's a picture that you just gave us that was just a family photo, and nothing against my colleagues. They're amazing. And that you're right. The photos, you know, they do make you look super sexy. What can I say?
Yes,
but your kids are so cute, and the whole everybody kind of moving. You can see everybody's got their special move, their dance move. It's just so cute. Your family looks like they're just having so much fun. And that was my favorite one.
You know, and we do. We have a lot of fun here. Everybody has a role to play. And, you know, she captured that, you know, and it was so funny because I'm glad she talked about the fact that Sean and I are divorced, because Chad Hartman, my coworker, who knows I'm divorced, still wanted to see the paperwork because he didn't believe in it. She was like, Sean, he is here. I was like, girl, yeah, we still divorced, but all four of these kids are his legally. I mean, his name's on the paperwork. Andrew needs air in his bike tire. You know, I can call on Jesus for a lot of stuff, but Jesus is not going to come and put air in Andrew's bike tires.
Yes, it's helpful to have a real life dad for that.
Right. I mean, Jesus is our father and everything, but yeah, he ain't coming to put no air in a tire. And, you know, I just appreciated her allowing, you know, our faith to be a part of the story as well. You know, we are a very faithful family, very spiritual family, and you know, we do a lot of praying and calling on the Lord all day. And, you know, the fact that she allowed that to be a part of the story, I just really appreciated that, because a lot of times, you know, people will either discount that or cut it out.
Yeah, it's amazing. The whole idea of doing a personality profile is that you try to talk about what's really important to people, what drives them and what motivates them. And clearly that's something that's really important in your life. So I'm just delighted that she captured that. You don't want to put, you know, kind of tuck something under the rug or not talk about it.
Yeah.
And when it's so core to who you are as a human being, of course that's got to make it into the story.
Yeah, and also what made it into the story is how crazy I am. Girl, I looked at some of these quotes and I had to chuckle myself because I was wilding out. I was like, Sean, I can't believe I said that. I must have been off my medication. I was like, there's a reason that my mouth is open on the front of the magazine, because I'm inside the magazine saying some real crazy stuff. Okay, were you shocked? Because that wasn't even the most shocking stuff I said. I don't know what she brought back to you, but that stuff wasn't even the worst.
I'll tell you, I think she got you. I think she was.
She did.
You, yeah, it's like you are saying, hey, nobody else is going to, you know, clap for me, cheer me on. They might not even give me a chance. I have to create all those opportunities for myself. I've been, you know, you waited a long time. And yeah. When people don't give you opportunity, you create opportunity. And don't you think that's like an inspiring message for other people to hear too?
It's
sort of like, you know, sometimes we forget our own self-worth or we forget that we have something to bring to the table. So you're just put it out there. And I think it makes everyone who reads it go, oh yeah, I should be doing that for myself too. I should be my cheerleader too.
Yeah. And I hear from so many women, especially women of color in business, you know, I was getting billboards, you know, all across town whenever I did something amazing. You know, people were like, you got a freaking billboard. I sure did. I got 10 of them. What side of town do you live on? Maybe there's one by you. And so Georgia Ford gets her own TV show. And she was like, girl, I'm getting some billboards. I saw you got some billboards. I'm going to get me some too. I was like, there you go, girl. Get them billboards. Let everybody know you're doing something amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Sue, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I have to tell you about the sweetest story.
Okay.
And I hope you got some tissue, girl, because nobody is cutting onions. But by the time I tell you the story, you are going to cry.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:35. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now listen, this is Still Talking, and I know you are excited about spending your Sunday evening with Geraldine Steele. I love listening to Geraldine Steele on a Sunday night, too. I mean, she just has the soothing spirit to send you off on your work week high and lifted up. I'm telling you, I could just listen to that woman talk all day and all night, but she is not here tonight, and she has allowed me to fill in. What a blessing it is to be sitting in this captain's chair. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I host the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And, honey, listen, unless you have been under a rock, okay, unless you just crawled out of a hole with a mole, you already know that your girl is on the cover of the Star Tribune Sunday magazine. Yes, it came out today for subscribers only, and social media is blowing up, and I'm fanning the flames. Tane Danger got a Shaletta challenge going on where he wants folks to take a picture with the magazine cover and open your mouth real wide and put your hands up by your head. I almost feel like I'm Chris Lindahl or somebody. And so many folks are joining in to do that. And it has just been so much fun. But I just really appreciate the opportunity for Rachel Hutton and Jeff Wheeler to tell my story in pictures and in words in this prestigious magazine. And I wanted to invite Sue Campbell. She is the editorial director of the Star Tribune magazine, and she is joining us now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Sue, thank you so much for being here with me.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for getting everyone all excited about the magazine and the cover. This is fantastic.
Girl, let me just tell you, folks are tearing up the Hy-Vee. Okay, they are rummaging through the paper. And I said, you know what? This is what happens when you don't support local journalism on a regular basis. Okay, be a subscriber. Make sure you pay your fee. Get the paper delivered to your house. And then you won't be running up to the Hy-Vee looking for the magazine and the paper, because it's a subscriber's thing only.
Yes, it's a special thing for the subscribers, and oh, I'm glad you told them that. I appreciate that. They can also go to I think it's shop.startribune.com/startribune.com, something with the slashes and the dots, Shaletta. But if they want to order it so that they can see you and read the great story on you, that's another way for them to get it.
Well, I just appreciate your team. Rachel came to the house and she spent the day with me and my family, Rachel Hutton. And, you know, the thing is that you just never know how your kids are going to behave when they have special needs. And she and David as well. I know David's getting ready to retire, but he came and took some photographs as well. And, you know, they were both so kind and so loving and so gentle with my kids as they touched the equipment and wrote on the notepads and wanted to play Uno in the middle of an interview. I mean, they just never lost patience. And it was just so, you know, as a parent with kids who have special needs, it was really good to see that. Do y'all have some kind of special training, or did they just come to you that night, Sue?
I think they're just exceptionally good at their jobs, and I think they're both experienced, and they understand how to match the mood in a room, and I'm so glad that you had a good experience with them and that your kids did, too.
Oh, yeah. They took pictures with them. They were doing selfies, and they even asked about them. And we got the magazine, and the kids got a chance to read it, and they were so excited to see it. But, girl, those pictures, that Jeff Wheeler, honey, he going to get my mortgage paid off because he got me looking all kind of sexy. I said, Jeff Wheeler put his whole foot and two toes in these pictures. Baby, I said, look at him now.
Well, now you're right up there. You know, he's photographed just about every major rock band, you know, Beyonce. He's done them all, and now you're right up there with
all. Right up there with him.
Yeah, that's one of his specialties, is the rock and rollers and the musicians and the artists. So there you go, Shaletta. You're where you belong.
Girl, right up there at the top. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, it was so funny because when Rachel called me initially to do the story, she said, you know, folks know that you do the podcast and they know you're on CCO Radio. You're on Almanac. You do the promotions. You got the publishing. You got a little production going on. But we still don't know what all you. So we're going to just do one story and wrap it up with a bow and let everybody know what you do and who you are. And I said, OK, that sounds good. Yeah, because that'll explain everything. You know, just I'll just send them to the store if they want to know what I do. And she was like, OK, great. And it'll probably come out Friday. And then she left and called me back. She was like, OK, this story not going to come out for like 3 or 4 months. I was like, what the hell? OK, so you got to tell me what happened between the time Rachel Hutton left my house in Cottage Grove telling me the story was coming out Friday. And I thought I was going to have me a little feature write up to being on the front of the freaking magazine.
Right. So I thought she did such a fantastic job with the story. And as you said, Jeff Wheeler did such a great job, you know, with the photographs, that we decided that we would not put it on the Daily Variety, where it was going to go in the first place, and put it on the magazine. Can I tell you my favorite picture in there is the photo spread? It's your family and the dance party that you guys had. It's a picture that you just gave us that was just a family photo, and nothing against my colleagues. They're amazing. And that you're right. The photos, you know, they do make you look super sexy. What can I say? But your kids are so cute, and the whole everybody kind of moving. You can see everybody's got their special move, their dance move. It's just so cute. Your family looks like they're just having so much fun. And that was my favorite one.
You know, and we do. We have a lot of fun here. Everybody has a role to play. And, you know, she captured that, you know, and it was so funny because I'm glad she talked about the fact that Sean and I are divorced, because Chad Harmon, my coworker, who knows I'm divorced, still wanted to see the paperwork because he didn't believe in it. She was like, Sean, he is here. I was like, girl, yeah, we still divorced. But all four of these kids are his legally. I mean, his name's on the paperwork. Andrew needs air in his bike tire. You know, I can call on Jesus for a lot of stuff, but Jesus is not going to come and put air in Andrew's bike tires.
Yes, it's helpful to have a real life dad for that.
Right. I mean, Jesus is our father and everything, but yeah, he ain't coming to put air in a tire. And, you know, I just appreciated her allowing, you know, our faith to be a part of the story as well. You know, we are a very faithful family, very spiritual family. And, you know, we do a lot of praying and calling on the Lord all day. And, you know, the fact that she allowed that to be a part of the story, I just really appreciated that, because a lot of times, you know, people will either discount that or cut it out.
Yeah, it's amazing. The whole idea of doing a personality profile is that you try to talk about what's really important to people, what drives them and what motivates them. And clearly that's something that's really important in your life. So I'm just delighted that she captured that. You don't want to put, you know, kind of tuck something under the rug or not talk about it.
Yeah.
And when it's so core to who you are as a human being, of course that's got to make it into the story.
Yeah, and also what made it into the story is how crazy I am. Girl, I looked at some of these quotes and I had to chuckle myself because I was wilding out. I was like, Sean, I can't believe I said that. I must have been off my medication. I was like, there's a reason that my mouth is open on the front of the magazine, because I'm inside the magazine saying some real crazy stuff. Okay, were you shocked? Because that wasn't even the most shocking stuff I said. I don't know what she brought back to you, but that stuff wasn't even the worst.
I'll tell you, I think she got you. I think she was.
She did.
You, yeah, it's like you are saying, hey, nobody else is going to, you know, clap for me, cheer me on. They might not even give me a chance. I have to create all those opportunities for myself. I've been, you know, you waited a long time. And when people don't give you opportunity, you create opportunity. And don't you think that's like an inspiring message for other people to hear too?
It's
sort of like, you know, sometimes we forget our own self-worth, or we forget that we have something to bring to the table. So you're just put it out there. And I think it makes everyone who reads it go, oh yeah, I should be doing that for myself too. I should be my cheerleader too.
Yeah. And I hear from so many women, especially women of color in business, you know, I was getting billboards, you know, all across town whenever I did something amazing. You know, people were like, you got a freaking billboard? I sure did. I got 10 of them. What side of town do you live on? Maybe there's one by you. And so Georgia Ford gets her own TV show, and she was like, girl, I'm getting some billboards. I saw you got some billboards. I'm going to get me some too. I was like, there you go, girl. Get them billboards. Let everybody know you're doing something amazing. Okay, now, Sue, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I have to tell you about the sweetest story.
Okay.
And I hope you got some tissue, girl, because nobody is cutting onions. But by the time I tell you the story, you are going to cry.
That
sweet story is coming up after the break. I got to tell her this story before she leaves this show. I am talking to Miss Sue Campbell at the Star Tribune. And Sue, when you all were gracious enough to put me on the cover of your quarterly Sunday magazine, I knew I wanted to get my hands on more than one copy. So I went over to the distribution center, because, you know, I'm gutter like that. And I was like, where the 18 wheelers at? Where the trucks at with the papers on them? I need to get some of these magazines. I'm on the cover. Where they at? Hey, what's the security was like, ma'am, you can't go through here. You can't come back here. You have to be authorized to come in here. And so I'm literally in the lobby at the distribution center on Washington in the middle of the night, because I'm thinking I can bogart my way back there in the middle of the night, because it won't be a whole lot of people there. And so one of the gentlemen was coming into work, and he said, it's you. You on the cover of the magazine. I said, yes, I am. He said, we so proud of you. We are so proud of you. Come here, baby. Give me a hug. And it was an older black man.
Aww.
And so then he said, hold on. I'm a clock in. I'm going to go get the guys, because we were just talking about you. Now, I don't know any of these men. I've never met them. But so he walked back there, and one by one, there were black men, older black men who were old enough to be my uncle or my father, were coming out to give me a hug. and to tell me how proud
so
they were
sweet.
And how they had printed the magazine and they had read it and they saw my picture and how they were so excited for me and they were rooting for me and they hoped that everything worked out and they were praying for me. And you know, this is the thing, Sue, is that I don't have any blood relatives here in the Twin Cities. You know, I've got friends who are like family, but, you know, when I'm doing something amazing, which is every Tuesday, I don't have an aunt or an uncle or a mama or a daddy or a cousin that I can say, girl, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. And so for me, this was like I had all new uncles. Like these men came out and loved me like family. And the Lord knew that that is what I needed, because here I am, my first magazine cover, and I want to run to my grandmother or run to my daddy or run to my uncle or my cousin or my mama, and I can't. You know, I can show it to my kids, but it's not the same. And these men were like uncles for the evening. And let me tell you, they all wanted to take pictures with me. They wanted to take pictures holding up the magazine. Girl, they were just so prideful to be with me and a part of this. And I was like, you know, the whole ride home, I just kept saying, thank you, Lord, because God knew that I needed that type of familial support. And when I tell you I left there high and lifted up, they did too. They were skipping. They were on another level, you know, meeting me. And I had Andrew with me because I didn't know we were going to have to break in and run. And he was going to have to drive the getaway car. I didn't know how this was going to play out. So, okay, it's the middle of the night. I'm on Washington Street. I don't know how this is going to work. But it was just amazing in these pictures of these men holding these magazines. Girl, it was like they had raised me. It's like they know me all my life. There was no separation of now, who are you? We didn't even exchange names because there was so much love. I had to call back later and find out what their names were so that I could send them the photos back that we took together.
That is beautiful. And you're right. I'm glad I have my tissue, because that is a beautiful story. And that's fabulous. It doesn't surprise me at all. I know everybody who works at what we affectionately call the plant is, you know, hardworking and good people. You know, they're just good people. So yeah, I'm so glad you had that positive experience and that they did, too. They probably felt like they were meeting a celebrity, you know.
They did. My son was like, this is just mom. She's not a big deal. But, you know, the other thing, too, Sue, is representation matters. Mm-hmm. And these people saw someone who looked like them on the cover of a major Metro Daily newspaper's quarterly magazine. They knew more than I even realized the impact that this was going to have on my life. They realized how important this is and how prestigious this opportunity was. And they were just, they were celebrating me, but they were not just celebrating me, they were celebrating with me. So thank you. And I just wanted you to know how much representation matters to them and to the people inside of the Star Tribune, especially those folks at the plant on that night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad you had that experience and that they did too. That's just amazing. That
makes
me very happy.
Well, girl, what's amazing is this picture on the cover. It was amazing is the words. What's amazing is this story. What's amazing is that we're telling it in a major paper. Things are changing for the better. Representation matters, and representation is happening. Now, you got to tell me, girl, because everybody's losing their mind. When is it going to be online?
Monday.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow. Yep. Is it going to be 12:01 a.m.? Because my Houston people are going nuts right now.
Tell them to look for it 5 a.m.
Okay.
Central time. I think Texas is the same, right?
Yes, it is. 5 a.m. Central Time. Girl, you know we're going to set the clock, and I thank you for setting this up and setting me up for success with this opportunity. Miss Sue Campbell from the Star Tribune, God bless you, and have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, and you all stick around. Center Stage is coming up next. I got to tell her this story before she leaves this show. I am talking to Miss Sue Campbell at the Star Tribune. And Sue, when you all were gracious enough to put me on the cover of your quarterly Sunday magazine, I knew I wanted to get my hands on more than one copy. So I went over to the distribution center because, you know, I'm gutter like that. And I was like, where the 18-wheelers at? Where the trucks at with the papers on them? I need to get some of these magazines. I'm on the cover. Where they at? Hey, where's the security? Was like, ma'am, you can't go through here. You can't come back here. You have to be authorized to come in here. And so I'm literally in the lobby at the distribution center on Washington in the middle of the night because I'm thinking I can bogart my way back there in the middle of the night because it won't be a whole lot of people there. And so one of the gentlemen was coming into work, and he said, it's you. You on the cover of the magazine. I said, yes, I am. He said, we so proud of you. We are so proud of you. Come here, baby. Give me a hug. And it was an older black man.
Aww.
And so then he said, hold on. I'm a clock in. I'm going to go get the guys because we were just talking about you. Now, I don't know any of these men. I've never met them. But so he walked back there, and one by one, there were black men, older black men who were old enough to be my uncle or my father, were coming out to give me a hug and to tell me how proud they were and how they had printed the magazine and they had read it and they saw my picture and how they were so excited for me and they were rooting for me and they hoped that everything worked out and they were praying for me. And you know, this is the thing, Sue, is that I don't have any blood relatives here in the Twin Cities. You know, I've got friends who are like family, but, you know, when I'm doing something amazing, which is every Tuesday, I don't have an aunt or an uncle or a mama or a daddy or a cousin that I can say, girl, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. And so for me, this was like I had all new uncles. Like these men came out and loved me like family. And the Lord knew that that is what I needed because here I am, my first magazine cover. And I want to run to my grandmother or run to my daddy or run to my uncle or my cousin or my mama. And I can't. You know, I can show it to my kids, but it's not the same. And these men were like uncles for the evening. And let me tell you, they all wanted to take pictures with me. They wanted to take pictures holding up the magazine. Girl, they were just so prideful to be with me and a part of this. And I was like, you know, the whole ride home, I just kept saying, thank you, Lord, because God knew that I needed that type of familial support. And when I tell you I left there high and lifted up, they did too. They were skipping. They were on another level, you know, meeting me and I had Andrew with me because I didn't know we were going to have to break in and run and he was going to have to drive the getaway car. I didn't know how this was going to play out. So, okay, it's the middle of the night. I'm on Washington Street. I don't know how this is going to work. But it was just amazing in these pictures of these men holding these magazines. Girl, it was like they had raised me. It's like they know me all my life. There was no separation of now, who are you? We didn't even exchange names because there was so much love. I had to call back later and find out what their names were so that I could send them the photos back that we took together.
That is beautiful. And you're right. I'm glad I have my tissue because that is a beautiful story. And that's fabulous. It doesn't surprise me at all. I know everybody who works at what we affectionately call the plant is, you know, hardworking and good people. You know, they're just good people. So yeah, I'm so glad you had that positive experience and that they did, too. They probably felt like they were meeting a celebrity, you know.
They did. My son was like, this is just mom. She's not a big deal. But, you know, the other thing, too, Sue, is representation matters. Mm-hmm. And these people saw someone who looked like them on the cover of a major Metro Daily newspapers, quarterly magazine. They knew more than I even realized the impact that this was going to have on my life. They realized how important this is and how prestigious this opportunity was. And they were just, they were celebrating me, but they were not just celebrating me. They were celebrating with me. So thank you. And I just wanted you to know how much representation matters to them and to the people inside of the Star Tribune, especially those folks at the plant on that night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad you had that experience and that they did too. That's just amazing. That makes me very happy.
Well, girl, what's amazing is this picture. on the cover. It was amazing is the words. What's amazing is the story. What's amazing is that we're telling it in a major paper. Things are changing for the better. Representation matters, and representation is happening. Now, you got to tell me, girl, because everybody's losing their mind. When is it going to be online?
Monday.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow. Yep. Is it going to be 12:01 a.m.? Because my Houston people are going nuts right now.
Tell them to look for it 5 a.m.
Okay.
Central time.
5 a.m. Central time. I think Texas is the same,
right?
Yes, it is. 5 a.m. Central Time. Girl, you know we're going to set the clock, and I thank you for setting this up and setting me up for success with this opportunity. Miss Sue Campbell from the Star Tribune, God bless you, and have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, and you all stick around. Center Stage is coming up next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.